We're back. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences, the show where we discuss different topics each week. We have Matt King, Carly Incontro, and Aaron Guilfoy.
And Mike Sheffer rocking
a lovely cheetah.
It's a cheetah print.
Okay.
Yeah, what was this debate? I kind of missed it.
My debate or my problem is with the cheetah girls, because the cheetah girls, the print that they wear, they advertise in all of their imagery, it's not cheetah print, it's leopard print.
The leopard girls.
Because cheetah print is just your standard, like, black spots.
Yeah.
Cheetah is the one where there's like a black ring and a spot in the middle. And people always get them confused, but
I get them confused.
They're wearing leopard print, but they're the cheetah girls.
Yeah. But they should have called them just the leopard ladies. But the cheetah girls.
The ladies who leopard.
But what Aaron's wearing is cheetah.
That is cheetah. So I think it also kind of looks like a borderline between tiger. Like, this looks tiger up here, and then it gets cheetah. I think they wanted to probably make
it as... Yeah, that's what they did. They stitched a tiger and a cheetah together.
And then bald, Aaron skinned it herself.
Yeah.
And it's made with bald eagle and children's tears.
Oh, my God.
Adrenochrome.
No, this is faux fur.
I think they probably wanted to make it, like... Because if someone who was in PETA would be like... Oh, wait, that's
I
not
it. I feel like if you're in PETA, you know.
Yeah.
You just, like, take a little peek and you're like, that's real.
I heard PETA's, like, kind of bad, actually.
They, because I think they, I think
PETA!
The beef with
PETA.
Whoa, that's really good.
That was really good.
All right, Mrs. Little Matt Friend over here with the
who?
Impressions.
Yeah.
Matt Friend.
Whom?
The impressionist.
Or TikTok guy who does all the impressions.
PETA. There's so many TikTokers.
Yeah, we're connected to social media. We're Gen Z. This is how we stay relevant.
Yeah, but, like, you don't know ones that, like, our Gen Z.
I think we do.
I think we do.
Well, who's
pretty in on it?
They're always like boys.
Oh, you're talking about like Thirst Trap boys?
Like the poster?
No, we're talking about you guys always. Are you saying
like you're never dropping like Alex Earl?
Yeah. Are you guys sexist?
Yeah. Oh, no. We like funny people on TikTok. That's our niche.
Oh, I just like ones that do their makeup.
Oh, you watch makeup TikToks?
No, I actually.
Oh.
I like Victoria Paris.
Do you?
I do. Well, I just find myself watching a whole Victoria Paris vlog. I just think she's out there doing the damn thing.
Are there still girls doing lip syncing on the app? Like just lip syncing and dancing?
I just saw Tara Yummy one just lip syncing.
But I'm saying their whole thing, like when Addison and like Dixie started, where all they do is dancing and lip syncing.
TikTok is definitely moving away from it because they're literally pushing vertical video or not vertical, horizontal videos.
Yeah, I got an email about that.
Yeah,
that was like, do you want to upload videos longer than 1 minute and vertical?
They're trying
we'll
to be
boost
YouTube,
it for you.
That's why. Because remember the one you commented on how I made it like that way? It's not even that. It's literally so there's black space on the top and bottom.
Well, they want you to rotate your screen so you watch it full screen.
But then when you're done with the horizontal video, do you then swipe right to another horizontal video, or you have to go like
TikTok
up? I don't know which way you would swipe.
I don't think it's like
video.
A thing yet.
You would do it like the same way.
You wouldn't go right. You wouldn't go
stupid.
Up. That was
it's okay.
Yeah,
maybe you do swipe up.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just?
Yeah,
swipe
that's what
up?
I said.
No,
well,
but
you're still swiping
over.
Left to right.
No, well, because you'd be holding your phone this way,
so you swipe up.
I would think you would go like a regular way because you have to turn your phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, try this at home. Let us know what happens when you.
You have to turn your phone to film the video, so it fits.
No.
Yes, but once that video's done, does it take you then to another horizontal video?
Yeah, like, because it's not completely rolled out, so I feel like they don't have a system yet where you can, like, scroll through long videos. Because it's just going to be, like, when I see them, it's just
in a mix.
Won't
the For You page be a mix of both?
That's what I horizontal and vertical.
Yeah, and they're trying to get you to watch longer
videos.
Are
y'all speed watchers? Do you hold on the speed thing?
100% of the time.
If it's too slow, I will.
Oh, it's a game changer for me. I am like...
I cannot listen to someone tell a story if it's not on 2x speed. People do not know how to talk these days.
2x speed is still... My brain can't... That is too fast, but I can process it. But I can listen to 1.5 speed, and it sounds totally normal.
Oh, my God. Just the amount of preamble people give to... Okay, so, like, you know how when you're driving your car and, like, not when you're driving your car, but, like, if you're, like, in a car and I'm just, like, next, I'm out of here.
There's always a comment that's, like, story actually starts at 58 seconds or something, and that's always good, so I'm like, okay.
There's a... Oh, God, it's some law of the internet that, like, if you're ever watching a tutorial video, it's, like, some percentage of the video... You just will click through to that, and that's where the actual tutorial starts. It's like a third of the way into the video because every video starts with, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another video.
I love Google Results now does that.
Well, like, they'll just take you to the section of where it actually...
Bring me the clip.
And there's like, I think someone... I think, what's that guy that we like? Rick Glassman.
Yeah.
He did like a, here's how to perform CPR, and it's like... Hey guys, welcome back to another video. So we're going to be talking about CPR today. And if your child's choking, we'll get to that in a minute. Make sure you subscribe and like the video. If you need to know how to do CPR, just stick around. We'll get to that soon. You may notice I got a new fridge here, actually. It's got, and then he gets to the CPR like 3 minutes into the video.
But I think when TikTok started being like very popular, I was like, oh, now I can just look up stuff on here instead of YouTube. Because a lot of times if you need a tutorial on YouTube, it's like that. It
takes forever
to get to
the point.
Hey guys, thank you so much for coming to my channel. So today, everyone asked me about my hair and like what product. So I'm going to show what product I use. And it's like, okay, just show it.
Not here, good influences. We get right into it.
Podcast.
We're already podcasting. We're talking. We're already
in it. I meant to ask, did you guys see Drake's penis?
Okay, first off, I heard that there was a Drake leak, I thought it was a mixtape leak, and I kept swiping past it because I'm like, if there's a band, if something leaks, I don't listen to the leak. I wait till the artist actually releases
it. Nice.
I'm a big believer in that. And then I just found out is it a sex tape?
No, he was just like jerking it on a bed.
In his plane.
And his plane.
His peen was so big, but it wasn't. Like, it was like, literally, it was flaccid.
Like, this is his hand.
Video?
And it was like flipping over
just like
this. And
he's
like
this with it.
Who filmed it?
Him. He was filming it like in a mirror.
Can you tell it's his plane? Like, do you see like the OVO? Like,
no, someone just said that it was.
And like, you can hear it too once you watch it.
Yeah, they've seen like a tour of his plane or something and they recognized it.
Ooh.
So he's just like flying in the air. But then he was kind of like silly about it. He posted like a thing on his Instagram. I forget exactly what it said, but it was pretty funny.
Anita Maxwin.
Yeah. I've heard that he will take hot sauce. Have you heard this?
No.
He takes hot sauce and pours it inside of his used condoms after he uses them so girls don't steal it and try and impregnate themselves.
Wait, I've heard this actually.
Have his child.
Sounds like
that's so smart.
It does sound like an urban legend, right?
It does.
Yeah, that like every era of celebrity has
this.
There's
also the one about Leo, how he like listens to AirPods while he like has sex with
and John Mayer shitting on girls
on their chest.
I heard that in college.
That happened.
I heard that from like a source, sort of like someone who knows someone who hooked up with him.
But that's what everyone says. Oh, I know someone who hooked up with him, and then
I know that's the lure of it.
That's
all.
When you believe it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I
so
did.
You didn't see his penis?
No, I don't even know that it was leaked. I didn't. Oh. I mean, I don't get these algorithms.
Where do you find it?
Literally Twitter.
Yeah, she found it last
week. I haven't been on Twitter. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I got
to. You got to just
Reddit
get like
just
a
make
new
a different account.
Account.
Like, just make a Matt
At
King
least
private.
To just like scroll.
Yeah.
Make a good, make like a Matt
you
King
miss
fan
so
account.
So much good content.
They have a For You page now. It's all different.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It's
okay.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to get back into
make
it.
You
well,
a little account.
The topic of this episode was podcasts. We're going to talk about podcasts.
So, what's a podcast?
Do you know what the term podcast is?
Oh, yeah. That was my first thing I have on here.
Aaron, do you know? Well, maybe see if Aaron can figure it out.
Yeah, why is it called a podcast?
Did I tell this to you on Hoot and a Half, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Where does the term podcasting originate? What is it?
The etymology.
Entomology.
Oh, is it entomology?
The study of entomins.
My bad.
Josh Peck's joke. No, it's entomology, E-T. Oh. But entomology is, I think, like bugs.
Oh.
Okay, Aaron, sorry.
I don't know, pod, like peas in a pod. And then, no, I literally have no idea.
When do you think they first came out?
I don't care.
I have.
It is.
Way to participate in the episode, Aaron.
Yeah. Carly, what
are
the two?
Sorry, it's literally 6 p.m.
Oh, it's sorry. It's the witching hour for Aaron. She can't.
It is. I told Mike, I was like, I'm going to be tired. This is like when I'm.
This is
on
what it's like
couch.
For me every morning.
Yeah,
for
but
the
like
past
these are
years.
Normal working hours.
What
when,
are?
When we record. That's the work day.
I know, but I feel like podcasting is more of like a silly, goofy thing. Like, let's have fun. It's like getting a little dark out. We're end of the day. Nothing else to do.
I do love a night. Like, when we record our podcast at night, I feel like I'm more like me. I don't know.
When do we do that?
We've done like a couple times. Yeah. Not very often. I like a nighttime.
Like
I'm like more like, I feel better at night. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't feel good now. I also feel kind of tired. And
Do you guys get tummy aches?
No, but I get headaches.
Constantly live in a state of tummy ache.
Yeah, she does.
Interesting. We talked about this yesterday.
The girls, when they're
do you
tummies...
call them tummy aches?
No, but like girls do.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Girls. I feel like yeah.
Oh, I don't think I ever do.
I have a tummy ache.
No, mine is just like my stomach hurts.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, let's go back to podcasting. We're off the rails already,
well,
folks.
This threw me for a loop. Probably not them, but me. It says the term podcast comes from two words: iPod and broadcast. Given how the medium got its start, the name makes sense. Podcast creators Adam Curry and Dave Weiner used the RSS feed, basically, on something called an iPodder to extract audio files and transfer them to an iPod. Then they could listen to radio broadcasts on demand and go on the go, all from their iPods. because they came out, or they became really popular also in 2004.
Right.
Which is a couple years after
the iPod came out.
That's what I was going to say. If it was 10 a.m., I would have guessed 2004.
Okay. You would have said 2004, really?
You would have said, you would have said.
What do you think you would say? Because I think I would have said like 2012.
Is when podcasting came big?
Or like 2018.
Oh, my dad was telling me about podcasts, yeah, like in 2007, 2008. Yeah, but I feel like
it's huge now.
No,
like,
yeah,
I feel like it's bigger now because like everyone has one.
I didn't even know what YouTube was in 2004.
It wasn't around.
Oh.
Podcasting is older than YouTube.
I was pretty big into podcasts like around like 2006, 2007.
Who are you listening to?
This American Life with Ira Glass.
Oh, yeah. NPR was doing it. But that's what
it... This American Life,
yeah. Like, you think I knew what NPR was in 2004?
We were children.
You know what VPR was?
It was in Boston. Boston. Was it, or Chicago? Chicago is where.
But
it was.
Like radio broadcasts, that's what a podcast used to be. Was like a radio show. There was a host. You would interview people. It was structured. They would do sound design. And then the idea was like, let's just make this available for not just when it appears on the radio. And then the iPod came out, and this brilliant word, podcast.
It's funny, I always think about this, but like, I don't know if your parents did this, but anytime we'd be in the car, they'd be listening to AM radio, and I'd be like, you guys are so boring, like, listen to music. But now that's like what we do, is listen to podcasts, which basically are AM radio.
Basically.
But what were they listening to? Like, the news, probably.
Rush Limbaugh.
But they it was
always
had.
Like, convert. No, my mom would listen to Dr. Laura. Did you guys ever listen to that? Like,
people,
people would call in, I think, maybe not, but people would call in for advice, basically.
We had Delilah.
Oh, she was on, like, I like Delilah.
Delilah. She was on like a real radio station.
Like a DJ. Because she'd be like, I got a perfect song for you. She would
answer all of their little ditties.
That was more like a radio host. That wasn't like a pop.
Delilah. I wonder like if she has a good relationship with her kids. Because she's like so sentimental and just has the right song
Maybe it's
for the
all
right
an act.
Moment. And they're like, Mom, shut the fuck up.
Maybe it's a crazy act.
No, like any child with like a therapist for a parent, I would...
Sometimes they're pretty well-rounded.
I met a girl whose both her parents are like serious clinical therapists, and she's not normal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
She's just like too in her head and like very, like I couldn't even have a conversation with this girl. It was crazy.
Oh, no.
But maybe that's just my perception and whatever. But yeah, it's got to be so tough to just have people who are just so analytical. Yeah. And you're just trying to be a little kid, and they're like, well, this is good for your growth and your own hyper-intelligence, and we're not going to... give you obstacles. We're gonna have, and it's just like, okay, Mom, I just want a toy.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you're having like a fit, and they're like, "Do you know why you're acting this?"
I'd be like, "Gentle parenting."
Shut the fuck up.
What do you think of gentle parenting, Matt?
Give me like an example. Oh, it's not like you can't tell them no. You have to find.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that, and it's also like instead of reprimanding
adversity.
Them, it's like reprimand.
Or it's like I'll give you 5 more minutes, and then in 5 minutes like, you got to put the toys
away.
It's
like what Aaron said. Like, do you know why you're feeling this way? Like. Let's get to the root of it instead of being like, you're in trouble.
Okay.
I think a good mix of the two.
Yeah. But like there's parents where like they'll film themselves. A kid is just like having a fucking fit, throwing milk at them, hitting them. And the mom's just like, it's okay. We'll just wait till you're calmed down. Okay. And they'll do that for like 20 minutes. And it's I feel like you're just breeding anger in this child because you're just like, they want a reaction from you.
Yeah.
Give it to them. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. We're turning to the other podcast at our old studio.
I'm kidding. Do you guys know what the first podcast you ever listened to was?
Oh.
The first?
Aaron. Ours.
Someone told me about Radiolab in like 2013. Oh. It was an NPR podcast. And I realized like it is an interesting thing to think about. Like back in the day, you're either watching TV, maybe watching YouTube, Netflix, like that's your entertainment sources. And then this idea of like, I'm going to listen to a show that isn't plot driven, but it's like science based or an interview based. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a weird thing. Oh, but then
my first podcast, I'll never forget. It was an Ira Glass one. And I'm not sure if it was a fully devoted This American Life episode, but it was called The House on Loon Lake. And Ira Glass like sets the story. Yo, listen to this. It's kind of so interesting.
Yeah, TJ listened to that. Yeah.
And I remember in the beginning, he's like, this is the house on Loon Lake. And if you're listening to this indoors and it's at night, or you might want to turn down the lights.
So
and it was this story about how there was a guy who had found this abandoned house in his like hometown and was really obsessed trying to find the story of who lived in this house. And they go inside the house and they find like old newspapers and photographs of this family. And he does all this investigative research of figuring out who lived in this house. And it was so well scored in all the interviews. And they like, and I remember it gave me so many chills. And I went back home and instead of turning on a video game or turning on the TV. I just sat in my room and listened to my laptop.
Yeah.
And wanted to know the ending of this story. Yeah. And then that's where I was just hooked on like Audible. This American Life. Yeah.
And then I think the go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, like, when was that?
Oh, it had to have been, it was my freshman year of high school. So 2006 or 2007.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This American Life was definitely my first too.
I didn't even win. And when I visited LA, I got to go see This American Life live at UCLA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was really cool.
Was Ira there?
Ira there. And he had he had some animations behind him on a big screen. What is so funny about
die?
What?
She's thinking about something.
TJ's favorite podcast. And if we ever would be driving to Palm Springs or long trips, he would put it on and I would zone the fuck out.
I would literally
look out the window and nothing would be going. Because I was like, God, this is so boring.
That's so funny. I loved those
there
stories.
Was like a
There's
couple
really good.
There was one that I really liked when I had a palette for podcasting. It came to me. It was about hackers
when you became a genius,
and that was really a cool one because they would fuck with hackers and call them. I was like, this one I can get into.
Yeah,
but I think the podcast that I tried listening to Serial, I just couldn't do it.
That was what I was gonna say next. I think Serial legitimized the idea of a podcast that just swept the nation.
It started the true crime, which does take up most of the leading podcasts.
The Anand Syed case, the first one. Yes. Every season was a different one, and it took forever for season two. I have a story about season one of Serial. I was driving to San Francisco for Thanksgiving this time because my cousins were in Australia and our whole family, we decided just to do Thanksgiving up there because it was halfway. And I was driving from LA to San Francisco, and I was so into Serial. And driving to LA to San Francisco, it's the same road for hundreds of miles.
Seven hours.
And I remember I turned off my GPS and I'm listening to it. The sun is setting and I'm so hooked. I pull and I realize, oh, my gas is low. I pull up, get gas, hit back on the road, driving for a whole nother hour. And I'm like, must be getting pretty close to San Francisco. I turn on my GPS and it's like, turn around. I had driven all the way
out of the gas station the wrong way.
Back to LA, and it was dark because I got over Matt. To the gas station on the opposite side of the road and then completely forgot that I should have turned around and didn't pop on my GPS because I'm like, I'm going to San Fran.
Oh.
And all the lights, it was dark and I didn't recognize any of the national landmarks around me. Fuck. I was so fucking
How long
pissed.
Did you drive when you figured it out?
An hour. I drove a whole hour
a full
back.
Episode
did
of
you
Serial.
Then turn back around?
Yeah, of course. It had turned right back around.
Oh,
all the way back
how
to
How long had it been? How far were you on the trip, do you think, then when you turned around?
How far did you drive?
I was probably two hours outside of San Francisco.
Oh.
And then I was now 3 hours. And then knowing you have to then cover that hour again.
Yeah. You're one more episode.
Yeah. And I blame how interested I was in that podcast. I never once
bothered to zone out. It's like when that meme, when you wake up and you realize you've been on the highway for 20 minutes, you know, when you're driving and you just kind of realize holy shit, I've been driving a car.
Did I even stop at those lights?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Nolan and I listened to that on a drive to Vegas.
Serial?
And it was the perfect drive because it's
wow, you had never listened to it before?
No.
Sarah Koenig here.
The first time I tried to listen to it was when we lived in our old apartment.
Oh, yeah.
But I was this is not for me.
Yeah, I never tried because I was I need to be on a road trip or a flight maybe, but I need something to do while I'm listening.
I listened to it when I was cleaning our apartment.
Yes, that's the best. That's the
best.
And
I was
it didn't interest you.
Oh, it didn't interest you?
No, I could not get it. I think I just wasn't ready for that kind of
it's a storytelling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that's a new type of content. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was I'm such a visual person.
Mm.
So for me, I was I want to see what's happening.
Yeah. It's definitely different.
Do you think Anand did it or he?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
They did the show, right?
Yeah.
And that helped him. I think they retried his case because of that podcast. And then I think they freed him, right?
Yes.
He's out?
There's Apple TV show, I think, that's based on it. It's called something. I forget what it's called. But Octavia Spencer's in it. It was pretty good. The first season. Aaron Paul was in it, too.
About the Serial season one.
I think it's loosely based off of that. She is a podcast host, and then she does it's not really the same, but she does a lot of research about the case and puts him in jail, basically. Her podcast gets so big that people then get influenced by it, and they're like, he did it. So then he's in prison, but then she's like, he actually didn't do it, I don't think. So then like she tries to get him out.
There was like a show that was literally Serial, though.
Yeah. Right? It was like a documentary.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And there was like a Hulu thing or maybe. I don't know.
Then there was also that HBO one, too, with Riz Ahmed that was kind of similar, where like you as a viewer can't even tell if the guy did it or not. And it's so that confusing. Ambiguous of but very similar type character and his family being convinced that he didn't do it. I get very tossed up about that one.
And then I think another big moment, the Marc Maron podcast. He was like the comedian.
TJ liked that one too.
I mean, yeah, these were all like, because
Ricky Gervais's one was the first big one.
He had one too, yeah, where him and the guy who created The Office would bring that other friend of theirs,
Stephen Merchant.
Carl Pilkington also.
Yeah.
And they would just like chat for like 4 hours at a time. It was insane. Damn. And it was so, they would have, because I think they would just actually go on the radio, and they had, I think it was just a radio show, and then they turned into a podcast. But yeah,
they had 235,000 downloads on their first episode ever. And this was like Ricky Gervais's in like mid 2005.
Do they still do that or no?
No, I don't think they do that anymore. They've done like TV shows with him now, and like they do other things. But yeah, like back in those days, there weren't that many podcasts. But Marc Maron, he did his podcast where he was just like interviewing, and this is all audio only still, interviewing celebrities. And then a big moment was he got Barack Obama while he was still the president, I think. And like, it was this big moment of like, wow, maybe podcast is like a legitimate form, because people never considered it to be a real like thing worth investing in or spending money on. So like a lot of the original podcasters didn't really make any money doing it. There were no advertisers for it. It was basically a way for like comedians to promote themselves. Like Bill Burr had a podcast. He started in 2007, and like the technology, he would call into like a service and would just like rant, and it was like phone quality. He would rant for 7 to 20 minutes and then just upload that to his RSS feed, and that was his podcast. He still does it every single week, but that was like one way to just do a podcast.
Whoa.
There was a service you just call. He'd be like, yeah, I'm at the airport right now, I got about 20 minutes to kill, there's some, you know, crazy lady with her kids here, and he's just talking shit for like 20 minutes.
Edit it.
No editing, just rambling.
Okay. What if you like are like, I don't actually want to post it, could you be like, delete?
I don't know.
You call back, hey, actually,
how were they doing BetterHelp reads then?
They weren't. There was no advertising.
I wonder who the first person who had it. The first podcast, I will say, it's so funny because it is nothing like this, but the one that got me hooked that I started listening to podcasts is called Sexy Unique Podcast. And it is a Vanderpump.
Sup.
It's Sup. It's SUP, okay. Sexy Unique Podcast, but it's a recap of Vanderpump Rules.
So on brand for
their
you.
Their restaurant is called Sir, which is
Sexy Unique Restaurant.
Okay, and it was the cast talking about
it? No, it's like a girl who would just like recap the episode and talk shit about everybody, and it was very funny.
It probably wasn't the first time, but I feel like now every reality star has a podcast that like recaps old.
Yeah,
shows.
Like The Office Ladies.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the Scrubs Hills guys.
Cool, because it's like...
Even Stevens is still like...
They have one?
Yeah, Christy Carlson, Romano, Beans, and Donnie, the brother.
They have one together?
They have every show. Episode?
I don't think they're doing every episode, but they're definitely just talking about...
No, there are people like
who's listening to that though? Like after a while, I think I would get burnt out on
like Demi. Yeah. He did the Gilmore Guys, where they literally would recap. Each episode was a different... An episode of the podcast was recapping a different episode of the show.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of celebrities are doing that with shows that they used to be on.
Oh.
I realize now, do you guys ever watch the show Lost?
No, but I love it.
It when it was on when I was in high school, and they, I think in like season 3 or 4, the two guys who wrote it and produced it, they started a podcast.
Because they were running out of ideas.
No. But they would like... An episode would air, and then the next day they'd put out like a 20-minute thing where they would talk about the episode that just happened and kind of like, that was a little weird when Locke said to Jack the thing. Maybe we'll see that again. And they would like tease things about upcoming episodes because they already knew what was happening. I was hooked. And I'm realizing now, like, you had to download it in iTunes. It was called a podcast, and they called it like the Lost Cast or something, but no ads. And like just strictly audio, and it was just for that week. Like if you missed it, it's kind of like, why would you listen to this unless you're watching the episode?
Yeah,
but
interesting.
I think the next big Evolution was filming it. Who do you guys know who filmed, who's the first person to film their podcast?
Who the first person was? Mm-hmm. Was Joe Rogan?
I don't know. I'm asking if we do know.
Oh.
But I do know. I feel like a lot.
Who?
Mark Maron.
No, his is only audio always. Yeah. I think Rogan was the first guy that was like film. Major to be like, I'm gonna film this. Yeah. Well, no one was doing it on film. It was
Rogan,
like, the whole idea.
Originally, before he had like his formal set, it was like these like tight up close cameras that like,
yeah, it's basically like GoPros style. Yeah.
Like every single person like had one, and sometimes it would even be like on like a Zoom or something.
I feel like it's probably hairy too, because like what's that guy's name? He's like so serious XM.
Oh, Howard Stern.
Yes,
oh.
Howard Stern. Like, his was a radio show, but like now it's kind of looked at as like a podcast.
Yeah.
So, like, and Tom, those were filmed, so it's like, I don't know.
And Tom Green, they also say, was like the first person to have an internet talk show where you could only watch the talk show on the internet, too.
It says never not funny. Is that ringing bells for anyone?
I don't know. There probably was a first for everything.
Yeah. I feel like Joe Rogan, though, was the first time people were like sitting down and watching just two people talk. Like, that's the podcast.
Ah, yeah.
Well, it says never not funny.
I was obsessed with Joe Rogan in college. Like, obsessed. Because I saw like a rant of his on like Reddit, and it was like from his podcast. And I was like, that's a really good rant about how like life and I don't know.
Yeah.
It was an inspirational speech. And I was like, that was really moving. And then just listen to his podcast all the time.
Yeah.
And he just kept going. He's done like thousands and thousands of episodes.
He just signed a new deal too for like $250 million like again.
With Spotify?
Like,
But it's not exclusive, so they can, which I don't understand at all for Spotify. It's the same deal, same amount of money, but he can post on other platforms too.
Right, so but it could be on YouTube, but it might have the Spotify logo on it.
Sure, but like I think their whole play was like,
you can only come to Spotify.
Yeah, if you want to hear Rogan, you got to do it on Spotify, but now they're giving him the same money to go hear it on. There's just so much damn money. Sirius, Spotify.
He didn't renew with Spotify?
No, he did. He did.
Oh. And maybe that's why Alex Cooper left. They didn't have any money left to give her.
We're available.
We're available.
250, or they gave him 250 million?
Yes, to do.
Wasn't the first one only 100 million?
Oh.
I thought it was up to 200 million as well.
I thought it was 100 million for some reason. Not that it matters at this point.
I mean, that's just, I feel like he's a whole other can of worms.
That's literally probably why.
Well, I have a couple of like years of like fun
that was all my podcasting fun facts.
No, I love that.
Do you know what the top genre is of podcasting?
Crime.
True crime.
Yes, has to be
exactly
true crime.
It is true crime.
Really?
Bingo. Have you ever heard of the podcast called S-Town?
Yeah, S-Town. I was the same people of Serial.
Serial.
Mm. That was too depressing to listen to.
Oh, I thought it was, but I thought the way this story unraveled, because you go into it thinking it's going to be a true crime and a journalist has to still like chase the story, and it ended up becoming, very depressing, but it is like, Patricia listened to it one time and was like totally hooked.
The S stands for shit, right?
Shit town.
Yeah.
Shit town.
How many?
No, thank you.
How many podcasts do you think are out there? Guessing.
10,000.
1.5 million.
Oh.
1 million.
Says about 2 million.
Two million
podcasts. This was as of 2021, there were over 2 million podcasts. Oh, I couldn't get like a new one, but even
way more now.
Yeah.
Well, even
for
the one I found for 2023, it still said around 2 million.
I also
maybe
think
there's
that
a couple hundred.
I saw something. Damn, I should have done this research. I didn't think about this till now. But if there were some, I think in 2022 was the peak number of podcasts started ever. But 2023, like every year, more and more podcasts were started. 2019, 21, 22, 23. 2022 was the peak, and 2023, less and less and less and less podcasts have started. So I think
that's because we all have them.
Yeah, like there's just like physically everybody has one. But I saw another statistic of like, I think the top 1% of all podcasts have a 20th episode. So like basically
people don't make it past like 10 episodes.
Most people don't make it past the first episode. I think like a top 10% of podcasts just have a second episode.
No, like if you've made,
then they should like banish the podcast.
Yeah, like, so you don't exist anymore. So they can
she can get the name. Yeah, there's so many good names. What were you going to say, Carly? Sorry.
Huh?
You had something about the first episode, second episode you're just going to say?
Oh, I can't remember. I have it in here somewhere. I'll find it.
Did you ever try making a podcast? Like before?
We have
like,
two of them, brother.
No, I mean like in college, one time we were like, let's start a podcast.
Oh,
and
God,
then like
no.
We like had a bunch
of
beers. And then we just ended up getting into like a political debate. We're like, let's never do this again.
Ooh, let's pull that up.
When you asked me to do Hoot and a Half, I was like, why the fuck would you want to do a podcast? Like it seems so like, Because in my brain also, I thought a podcast was just like Serial or This American Life. We're like, crime, we scripted, need to get, yeah, we have stories. To write a script. We have to interview people. We have to travel. We have to find a story. And you're like, no, we can just chat. And then you told me that there's like this whole world of podcasts where dudes, girls, guys are just hanging out, chatting, interviewing each other. Yeah.
I was like so into comedy, the Comedy World podcast. So yeah. Like, it's like the best.
I don't even listen to them, really. I still only listen to like, I guess I do listen to a few comedy podcasts if I like.
You just listen to The Toast.
Love The Toast.
I do like The Toast, but that's Patricia and I's like bonding podcast. Like, yeah, if we're in a car, we'll agree on watching The Toast.
We'll
or
agree.
Absolutely not with Heather McMahon. I really like her.
Dumb question about The Toast. Do they film? Are they in the same room when they film it?
Because one of them lives in Florida and one lives in
New York. I was always confused by that. So they just...
They used to.
The quality's great. You would think that they're in the same room.
And they're always like posting as if they're together. But I guess they probably just did a bunch of promo photos and that's what they're using to
promote
it.
Yeah, well, they like travel to each other a lot too. So okay. There's a lot of that going on. Wow. I have another statistic.
Yes.
How many... What percentage of Americans do you think listen to podcasts?
Oh, such a good question.
56.
I would say 45%.
I would
try to think of how many people commute.
I would say,
but I guess there's, but then
60% of Americans listen to podcasts.
Wow, Mike is very 62%.
Whoa,
of U.S. consumers have listened to a podcast. You were really close.
Yeah,
you are kind of
half.
Well,
listened.
I just don't think like many like boomers like listen to podcasts. They're more like radio show people because they're like, I don't think like my uncle's like, hey, how do I even get to it? Like,
it's crazy to me that Ben Shapiro has like a top 10 podcast just because of his voice alone.
I know.
He is very informative.
Okay.
I can't even hold a straight face.
He's very informative.
You know, he's like first cousins with the girl who played Matilda.
What?
Yeah, Mara Wilson.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they're first cousins.
Is she like alt-right crazy? No,
she's like a cool, like hip liberal, like writer chick.
You think that they're close?
No, they say that they like refuse to talk to each other and stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
But I read that on just Wikipedia.
They do kind of look alike.
What?
I'd have to see her like now.
I feel like that tracks for me.
I guess so.
Even if you were pranking me, like I feel like they do kind of look similar.
God, mm-hmm. I had Ben Shapiro's voice.
The family structure really needs to be.
Yeah, but you need to understand what he's saying.
Good grief. He's just a bad look for dudes that wear yarmulkes. Like, I've considered, like, putting on a yarmulke and just being the anti-Ben Shapiro just because of his, like...
Do you own a nice yarmulke? Like, how expensive can we get in the yarmulke game? Like, what is... Are there, like, $1,000 Hermes yarmulkes? Like,
oh, I don't I'm think sure. so. You can get them, like, Bodega. Custom.
I don't think that there is... I don't think they get more than, like... I can't imagine more than 40, 50 bucks for the most expensive one that you can buy. And I also don't think there's a huge market for like, what?
We're not spending money on yarmulkes.
Yeah, no, I feel like people who buy yarmulkes are not buying it for the fashion. It's like, it's just a different kind of, it's like a religious article. There's not, I guess there are people that spend a lot of shit on religious things.
When
but.
I was flying back from Florida, there were like 20 people on my plane. Like I walked up to my gate and I think they, I'm not sure what kind of Jewish they were.
Okay.
But they were all like praying.
Yes.
And like they were, and at first I was a little freaked out because I was like, what's going on? Because they were all covered.
On the plane.
No, they were standing up.
With like a
were,
white thing?
Yes.
Yes.
They were all covered. And then like all I could see was people covered and then they had their arms wrapped.
Yeah.
With that thing.
And that's in the morning? Yes.
Yeah. And they were doing it before our flight. And I was like, wow, I've never felt more safe. Like, they must be praying.
the Orthodox Jews pray three times a day.
Wow.
Morning, afternoon, and night. And, like, if you're flying and you're going to cross, like, a time zone or something, if you're, like, especially on flights to Israel, they will, like, you'll see the whole plane stand up and start praying in the middle of it.
Yeah, it had a 7:30 a.m. flight, and we were flying to L.A.
Yeah.
But it was crazy because I saw them at multiple gates, and then I wound up Googling it, and they said there's, like, a huge Orthodox Jew community in South Florida.
Is it, like, Real? Do you get, like, a notification?
No. It's time to pray!
It's time to be Jewish!
Put on your yarmulkes, bitches! Yes.
God, I wonder what the most expensive yarmulke is. It's probably, like, an antique, but that would be... I don't think brands are really, like, ooh, you know what we should make? Hermes is like, let's make a yarmulke.
There's not like a Rolex yarmulkes. Did you get this one?
Like, there's definitely like fake Gucci and like fake printed yarmulkes that like someone's buying.
I feel
but
like there's got to be like a rich Jewish person.
I'm
like,
sure.
Like Dorit, is she Jewish? No.
That's an Israeli name. I feel like
she's
though, it'd be so cringe if I like, you roll into synagogue with an Hermes yarmulke.
It just says Gucci? Like the Fendi logo.
Yeah, I'm not saying branded, Louis Vuitton. Just like...
I mean, it's just nice. A piece of fabric. There's no
designer yarmulke.
Yeah, you're getting like too consumerism about it.
Yeah, no, it's not. There's other Jewish things you can buy, like mezuzahs on the door. Those can get pretty expensive.
Ooh. Oh,
the best line in The Sopranos. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I feel like you've seen it, right, Aaron? Yeah. The Sopranos. They're talking about the Jew with the curls, and he goes Hasidim, and then he goes Hasidim, but I don't believe him.
Apple bottom jeans, Jews with the curls.
What is that from?
He just said you were like Jews with the curls, and
you just came up with that.
Curls. Yeah.
That's sounded brilliant. Like a weird Al Yankovic lyric or something.
It sounded like the way you said it.
The Comedy Store is right over there. We're going right
there. Try that one joke,
Aaron.
That the kippah. Is
kippah.
Kippah.
It says the $36,000 diamond yarmulke.
How much?
$36,000?
You should buy it.
That's a tax write-off for some finance guy.
It says the most expensive yarmulke ever created.
Was how much?
$36,000.
Okay, so like if we're comparing this to like high fashion, dresses can go for like $100,000, right?
It's like a Birkin.
Yeah, but like it looks like a football skin.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's not even cute. No offense.
No. None taken. I didn't design it. The best is like the sports yarmulkes where it's like shaped like a ball. Soccer ball, basketball, baseball.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like they're really cute.
Bat mitzvahs.
That's totally fine.
Yeah,
to,
no,
like,
you can
make
it
as fun and as what? Like a Pokeball?
Yeah. Yeah, they had those.
Cute.
But they're like for kids. There's like you don't want to be. I mean, there's also the quirky dads that want to. Like
just the.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the matzah yarmulke. Yeah.
That is so funny.
It's just like Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's Spider-Man. There's Superman. There's all of them.
Are there any like balding guys?
Themed for sports.
Yeah, they have Larry David and Kirby's. Like he only wears the yarmulke to cover his bald spot.
Oh, that's That's what I was just wondering. I'm like, there's got to be guys out there who are like,
here we go,
thank
Mike.
God.
Ooh, a little political. Trump Pence yarmulke.
Have you ever seen anyone wearing one?
No, but I've seen. No, it's let's.
You've seen what?
I've seen an FJB yarmulke, which I'm just like, what. Let's not, guys.
When I was in Florida.
Or no, it was Let's Go Brandon. That's what it was.
When I was in, but that like coincides with one another. Like you can't say one without the other. When I was in Florida, we were walking around the neighborhood we were staying in and someone had just like their car had a giant, it was like a pickup truck basically. And on the back window, there was a giant decal that said, Let's Go Brandon, and then had a little tiny one that said FJB, and I was like, you're putting that on your vehicle?
It's no, it's nerdy behavior.
Wait, you just say I've seen this all the time. What? Never mind.
Wait, like you see that a lot?
Yeah. I feel like I see. Wait, you're just saying that you saw a decal that said Let's Go Brandon FJB?
Yeah.
I don't see that often.
Oh, I feel like I see that pretty often.
Well, you do spend a lot of time
in Alabama.
True. Like, if I'm on the lake, people have like Trump flags all the time.
Yeah, that's.
I think that when it's on your car, like if you're driving a Jeep and you got two Trump flags in the wind and I'm like, you're a fucking loser.
By the way, like any, like even if they were Biden.
But even like, Biden, no. I'd be like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, if I see like Hillary Clinton bumper stickers, I'm just like, dude, don't pull up next to me. I don't need.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I just don't like defacing expensive things.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I'm with her. Okay. That's fine. But like, let's not.
Okay. But what if it was a Bernie sticker?
Yeah. I think it's a little cringe. Mm-hmm. It's a little cringe to just be like.
I just think, what do you do? Like, what do you.
What are you doing? They're politicians. Like
the only thing I've put a bumper sticker on is my boobs.
Oh, it was
for Bernie.
You put boobs for Bernie?
No. We got someone in our PO box sent us a Bernie sticker. Like I literally probably didn't even know who he was at the time.
We literally had no idea.
And I put the sticker over my boobs and went outside with a megaphone.
And it just said like Bernie Sanders, like covering
your
nipples.
Who's this guy?
Oh, he was on the mini.
What's the mini?
It was like Bernie's campaign.
Oh, sick. I haven't done the mini. How long did it take you?
Carly, you got to join our leaderboard.
Oh, yeah.
I left Matt. One time Matt texted me. He's like, 3 minutes.
I was like, are you okay? Like,
sometimes it takes me a long time. No, but sometimes it also takes me like 50 seconds.
We're like Planet Fitness, judgment-free zone.
Oh, yeah. Our leaderboard.
Oh, your leaderboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't like people looking at my time. It
being on with Brooke is in.
No, I could not do that.
She does it faster than I can even read every single clue. She'll do it in like 19 seconds. It's
how does one become smart like
I
that?
Don't understand
how do your thumbs work that quick without fucking up?
Every day I look at it and I'm just like, there's no way someone did it faster than me.
Wow. She's doing it on the computer.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I don't feel like Brooke's doing
that's
I don't,
cheating.
Yeah, that might be a little sus.
I feel like that would be cheating.
A real keyboard's
so much
easier.
Yeah.
I have like a problem where like I'll get so close to finishing the crossword and it'll be down to one letter, but I refuse to like even check reveal it. And I just walk away going, I just won't complete it.
No,
like, I don't damn. Let a clicking reveal to me just feels like defeat.
You failed.
And I just, yeah, I yeah. never.
It is failing.
My dad has gotten gold 3 days in a row this week, by the way.
Jimbo.
Yeah. I'm 4 minutes into the Monday and I'm already like more than halfway done.
The Monday this week was tough.
For whatever reason, sometimes I can just feel it. Like the first clue, if I know the first like three, I'm like, this is a Mike Schaffer puzzle. And I can just, for whatever reason, whatever references they're making, boom, like, ew, the EWE for the like
sheep or whatever.
Yeah. And I can't remember what they are, but I love when I'm just like, I'm dialed in.
I'll try it.
You could, I think you could do well with it. And the thing.
I did it in 12 minutes.
Good job.
And I sent it to Mike and I was like, no, I'm literally shocked.
Yeah. Why didn't you send it to me? Like, I'm interested in that. Like, you guys are privately sharing.
Well, me and her and TJ have our own connections group too.
Oh.
The connections today was brilliant.
The connections I would be down to share.
Did you see
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Did you see the connections today?
No, I do them at night.
Oh, me the too. First row is amazing.
I've only gotten the first two.
Oh, I've seen it on all over the internet.
Oh, damn.
SpongeBob
SquarePants.
It's just the top.
The top row is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Saw TikTok and someone was like, immediately you should shuffle the deck.
I do, 100%.
Because they like fuck try to trick you.
Yeah, brain. With the first row.
Now I do that. I don't even look.
Me, same. I don't want to get influenced. I always shuffle it. But imagine someone who like today was the first day doing their connections and they're like, this is so easy, SpongeBob SquarePants. And it says no.
Oh, yeah.
I would fucking throw it. I get so.
Wait, it was no? Or that was it?
It's not
no,
it.
Like, it's no. like Sponge. Bob.
See, my brain, square. I would be like, because I feel like they don't ever do that, really. I wouldn't pick them.
They usually put the first two opposites next to each other.
Yeah, it'll be like
the
rock
one
and roll.
The other day was so annoying when it was like queen, king, like prince, whatever. And yes. Like there were like two Bishop. For each category.
Oh. I get it was so. It's like the only time where I get mad in my life is at the fucking connections woman. I'm cursing her name. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is fucking bullshit.
I just love when it's like a pop cultural reference or like all of them are numbers from like books or like they're all names from a movie. They're all Pixar stuff. Like I love it when it's like, oh, that. I hate when it's like a fill in the blank.
These are all numbers missing the third letter.
Huh? Yeah, I'm always like, what?
Are you kidding me?
Sometimes I feel like I'm diffusing a bomb on that shit. I'm like, literally. I don't know.
It does make me really mad. And then it's like more annoying. Like, I don't get annoyed when I can't finish it and I see what it is and I would have never gotten it anyway. Like, sometimes it happens and I'm like, oh, okay, I wouldn't know that. But if I see it and it's so obvious, I'm always like, fuck, I want to do another one.
I know.
I really wish I could replay them too.
We also like, I like that. I feel as though we also never know, like, the ones that are so annoying. We're like, what is this fucking word?
What do you mean?
Like, when we're like, this, you always say you're like, this is fake news.
Oh, when it's like just like breadfruit?
Yeah, but like,
what the fuck is breadfruit?
I don't know.
And like random shit like that.
Yes, yes. It's fake news.
Yeah.
It's.
Because it makes me feel better. Because I'm like, oh, thank God. I didn't fucking know what that was either.
And I love the TikTok that was like, so after we wake up in the morning, we do the connections, we do the mini. What else are we looking forward to? Because that's my peak happiness of the day.
Yeah. I like to be late in bed. That's why I don't like people looking at my number or like my time.
Because you like to enjoy
it. I'm literally trying to enjoy it. And the first thing, literally, ever since we've been in this thing together, I've just thought like everyone's looking at my time. I don't know who can see it.
I look at it once a month.
I know, but probably. It's the thing that like someone can minis, see it. I'm like, I'm more relaxed if I just no one's even around.
No, I get it. Savoring it. It's nice.
Yeah. And since you bullied her.
Well, yeah, that didn't help.
3 minutes, Carly.
Are you okay?
No, it was like a welfare check.
I think it was longer. It was like 4 minutes or something. It was really funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It
was but the connections, fun. If there was a timer on the connections, that would be
It's
too
like,
stressful.
Oh. Yeah.
That would be like, nah.
They should make an ultra challenging one and just 5 minute timer or something.
I wonder if should we try and make one for like ourselves? Would that be fun little thing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike made me one time.
We do handouts. Like, we each make a puzzle and then hand it out to each other.
Yeah, we try and solve it. That'd be fun. I made a crossword puzzle for Matt's birthday 1 year for him to solve.
You didn't plug it into a site?
Yeah, I made a bunch of clues and then I wrote what the answers were and then I printed out the clues and then it made like a crossword puzzle and it was all like related to our friend.
Generator.
So cool.
Yeah.
Cute.
Remember that?
Yeah, I did. I feel like, did I ever finish it?
There was Wyatt was an answer and you were like, you didn't get Wyatt or something. Damn. But it was fun.
Cute.
Do you have more podcasting facts for us?
I do. This kind of goes on your Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah, it says 90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3. That's 1.8 million who quit.
They literally need to ban that after two episodes.
I agree. I think if you
take that shit off.
I think if your podcast isn't active for like 6 months,
yeah,
they should be able to maybe like
a year.
I'd say a year.
Okay.
Because there are so many good names that are just taken that like
I know.
You want to start a new one now. It's like trying... People just start adding numbers to the end of it, like good influences, 89.
Yeah, that's weird.
Can you repeat that? 90% don't make it past episode 3? 90%
don't get past episode 3. That's 1.8 million who quit. And then it says, of the 200,000 left, 90% will quit after 20 episodes. That's another 180,000.
So that means if you make it to episode 4... You're a top 10% podcast just by existing to your fourth episode.
Yeah, it literally says to be in the top 1% of podcasts in the world, you would need to publish 21 episodes of your podcast.
That's
wow. Wait, 1%?
Yeah, yes. Because out of that 10%, then the next 10% makes it to episode 20%. 22. If you make 30 episodes, you're literally a top 1% podcast. Wow. Yes, we are a top 1% podcast.
Your competition is not the 2 million podcasts. It's the 20,000 podcasters who didn't quit.
Yeah, that's most of success. 50% of life... 50% of success in life is just showing up.
Yeah. But also, I'm sure a lot of people start podcasts that like have like a full-time job and are like, let's just do a podcast. And they just like never
for sure.
It. Do you watch your friends' podcasts?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It depends like who's on. I kind of treat it like a Joe Rogan or like any person I watch only when I really like the guest.
Yeah.
I kind of do that. Sometimes I'll watch like...
I like watching clips. Like I love seeing Jason's clips on TikTok.
And yeah. But I love
your guys' clips when you're on... social media.
I feel like if I know you in real life, like I live the podcast kind of a thing. Yeah. So where
But I would like watch everyone's videos too. I'm just very like.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah. I'm just like my mom.
You'll watch like a whole hoot and a half.
What?
I feel like.
Just saying it.
Aaron is watching Aaron watches all of
them. Didn't you? I feel like you. Or did you just skip to the end and you were like, oh, it took you 30 minutes to do the crossword?
Trying to see if we were
talking.
It
shows the length of the video.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, I thought you watched. Okay, sorry, I'm dumb.
No, we watched probably 10 minutes of it. Just like had it on.
Yeah. Making fun of you guys. Just kidding.
What podcasts do we know? Yeah, I don't think I watch any of like our friends.
Sometimes I'll before I have a guest on, I'll like listen to that guest on a different podcast.
Yeah.
Just to like see if or what they're like, or if there's like oh, they should have asked this question. I want to bring that up. I tend to do that.
Yeah.
I also have like a list of like in 2024 the top grossing podcasts
of all time.
Oh. Yes,
2024
so far for this year.
Okay,
okay,
or maybe like should up until 2024. You can guess the first one, but I feel like you'll.
It's Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah, Joe Rogan, number one for sure.
Yeah, it says estimated net worth $200 million.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Oh, and then number two is if you want to guess,
Smart Call Her Daddy.
No.
Is it a comedian, or is it like a, or is it
no?
Like...
It's hosted by a journalist.
Oh, okay. Well,
but you probably know what it is.
Oh,
NPR.
NPR.
No.
Tucker Carlson.
No.
Ben Shapiro.
It's The Daily.
Oh, The Daily.
The Daily. It's worth estimated net worth $10 million. The Daily is a daily news podcast.
Isn't it owned by the New York Times? $200 million
in the next highest is 10.
These aren't like in order.
It's really
weird because I thought that because it starts to go down and then it goes back up.
Oh, before we forget, would you want to tell us a story about how TJ almost got scammed with the podcast?
I feel like you could probably tell it better than me.
Okay. I'm just saying if they would want to talk about it.
No.
Oh, yeah. I can do a rough job of telling it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back to it. Okay. But basically, there's a podcast scam going around right now that if you are a podcaster or you get invited on a podcast, just be wary.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. Continue.
Is she going to keep talking or were you introducing?
I didn't want to interrupt.
It's fine. We can just come back to
Stay with us.
I am confused.
Basically this guy, Lex Fridman, who has a huge podcast.
This wasn't real?
Yeah. So Lex Fridman is a huge podcast. Yeah. He interviews like Elon Musk, whatever. And Aaron's like, do you listen to Lex Fridman? I said, yes. And she goes, well, TJ and
Morgan
Party Wizard got invited to be on the Lex Fridman podcast
and I was through like, by the way CAA like it wasn't like they got an email, they got a DM on Instagram, like this was through their agent
and it was like, we'd love to have you on the podcast, and she was asking me like, and I was like, that's kind of weird. Yeah, but he also just interviewed this girl, Tal Wilkenfeld, who's like a bass player. And he's also interviewed musicians and like maybe not necessarily scientists and politicians and engineers. But I was like, for sure, they should definitely do it. And then TJ texted me a link And you can explain what happened.
Well, they, so I was sitting on the couch and he was having like a pre-call the podcast that they were doing in like a couple days or something, which like is pretty normal, especially when it's like someone so big. And so on the call, the guy that they were talking to was like, okay, basically this is going to be like a live streamed podcast episode. So we're going to need to go like onto your Facebook so we can show you guys how to do it that way. And like literally while it was happening, TJ was texting Morgan being like, does this seem like a scam to you? And just got like weird vibes about it. But like they talked to their publicist, they talked to their agent, and they both were like, this is legit. So he was like, well, it's probably just like,
they thought like he had to install like a plugin on his Facebook, or like, you know, have to approve like brands when you do a brand deal.
Yes.
Like whitelisting, all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they were like, I mean, whatever. Like they said it was real. And so then like immediately while that was happening, then they just like realized and like everything got taken over. It was their business Facebook account.
Oh, they let the guy take over and he gave them the access?
Well, they were, he was like showing them how to do it. And then he somehow like, I really don't know like how exactly it happened, but like he got access of the account and then like the call just ended. And
oh my God.
So it, this is like their business profile. Oh, no. Like it shows all the back. Cause I was like, what would be the benefit of hacking their Facebook? And it's like, has all the back end for like their customers.
And
like
your Instagram is tied to it too.
Yeah. And like stuff like that. And so
when
then
did this happen?
Like last week.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, did they get it back or that's still?
Yeah, he like canceled everything, like canceled all the cards, whatever.
Did they end up getting back into the account?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
He was like, I think we're good, but like fully got.
That's crazy that CAA vetted it and it didn't.
I know.
Because and then so he sent me an article and he's like, this is exactly what happened. In the article, what they say is what they're like, oh, we're going to have you on this podcast. They were going to be on like Fresh and Fit or something. And they were like, we'll give you $3,000 as a guest.
No,
give you...
they were paying them too, like $4,000.
Yeah, they said it's going to be, we're going to pay $3,000 to $4,000 to like be a guest. There's a sponsor so we can pay our guests. And so they entice you. And then they say like, we just need to set up some logistics. And in the article, the guy was like, yeah, I had to get on like a TeamViewer share. And then they had me just like super fast. They're really good at scamming. Yeah. Where they just say, click this, move your mouse here, move it. And he said they knew like pixel perfect where exactly to move your mouse. No hesitation, just keep pressing buttons. And then this guy was like, before I knew it, I just like lifted my hand off the mouse and I got a vibe and I just closed out and realized it was a scam. But they're getting away with like convincing people to turn over their Facebook accounts, and then these scammers are, who knows what they're doing
using
with it, but
like whatever the data is on the Facebook.
Yeah, but people really are getting scammed into like joining. And also there was another network. What,
Matt, do you want to be on the Joe Rogan podcast? I'm like, what?
Yeah, but like if it came from like your agency.
No, I was like giggling at the thought of us getting an email and like us literally just being like, here's our Facebook, and like literally not even noticing that it's being,
we probably
taken
don't
over.
Even know the login.
No, I don't know.
Basically, as a rule of thumb, when you're scamming, if you're ever sharing your screen with anybody, it's almost certainly a scam. No one will ever ask you to share your screen unless it's like a friend of yours. But.
No, like we've done a lot of stuff like, we've done stuff where there's been like a live and like we've had to share our like screen and stuff like that. I mean, this was like years ago and like it was a legitimate thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good fucking scam.
It's crazy too. I'm also like, how do you get past the people up top?
Like, like, are they not checking who the email is from? Like, and checking.
I know. How is that?
But maybe these guys are so good that they've literally built like a PR company. They've built a website. They make it look legit. They probably have a LinkedIn account. It's like they can just social engineer an entire company probably pretty quickly. And if like men, you can get on a phone call with them and they sound, Lux is excited to have you on the show. Like,
wow, I can't believe that's what happened.
And were they, well, I guess because they
such
wanted
a bummer.
The account,
I would have loved for them to be on the show.
I know.
But did they want the account to like then go scam other people who were part of the Emo Night fan base?
Probably. Like, they'll probably post a link like, hey, sign up for this.
And then, okay, and then they go and collect.
That's what I would think.
I also saw something that just
that's
happened.
Such an operation. I just, hackers and
get
scammers.
Get a job.
Like, how, who are they? What's the circle?
There was just a company that they got an invite. All the finance department of some tech company got an invite with their CFO, their chief financial officer. It was like a Zoom. They sign on to the Zoom. CFO, he's chatting with them and he's like, guys, here's what we need to do. We're going to invest something this. He's like, and we have to transfer some money.
$20 million.
$26 million. they transferred the money. The finance department transferred the money, and the CFO was a deep fake, completely AI,
Holy shit, from zero.
And they just like,
and they even had his assistants deep faked as well. Like, hey, and so it's me, and I got you know, so and so. Like, hey, I'm here. Oh, like all these other people in the room too.
Zooms.
Andy Cohen just got scammed too.
He did.
What happened? Yeah.
I don't. He didn't really say like exactly what happened, but he was. He went on like. I think it was Good Morning America or something, and they were like, how much was it? And he was like, enough money for me to be sitting here telling people, so they don't...
It was about, like, his house, or wait, no, he got... It was just, like, a phone call saying, like, did you do these charges? And he was like, no, and they're like, okay, well, we need this information, gave him that information, and then...
another scam tip, if you get a call like that... Yeah. And also
a bank will never call you. Right?
No, they will. The bank will call you, but you typically just want to hang up and call them back. But what a lot of times they'll do is they'll call you and they'll say, "We're just going to make sure everything's safe. We're going to send a code to your phone. Can you tell us that code?" Never, ever tell anyone the code that this sends you. Even if they tell you on the phone, tell me the code. What they're going to do with that code is that's their two-factor authentication. They already have your password. They just need the two-factor, and then they're going to log into your account and take everything.
How do they find your password?
Passwords get leaked all the time.
How?
I feel like what happened, I think he literally like did call his bank back, but it was like rerouted to their phone or something.
We're going to have to go back to the Flintstones and like write things down and rock.
No, I know.
And then I've seen like ways that they'll even scam the company that has your information. They'll call like a cable service like AT&T, and then they'll play like a baby sound in the background. Like, hey, like, sorry, right now. Yeah, this is my parents' account, but like, look, I'm just at home with the kid. We're trying to get this game on. Can you just tell me like this,
what the password is? Yep.
My parents, they're elderly. They live across the country. And they go, and then the company will give out your own password from somebody faking that you're related to the account.
And passwords just get leaked all the time because companies, like when you type in your password, all that just gets stored on a database. If that database gets pulled, they have every that's why everyone suggests doing two-factor authentication now. Passwords are basically useless.
I love
or like one
encrypted
passwords.
Even those I think really? Can be hacked. Two-factor you got to do text, but then I mean even more so, I know someone that got scammed. They had two-factor on their phone. Someone called up the phone company and ported their phone number and was like, I got a new iPhone, here's the IMEI number, can you just port my number to this new iPhone? And then they take your phone number on a different iPhone, and that's how they get the two-factor authentication. So you want to have a password with your phone company and say, if you want to make any changes, make the password, like, you know, good influences.
That was so fucking annoying growing up because my dad would have the password on the account, but he would, like, always change it and never tell me. And then when I would, like, have to call Verizon, they'd be like, what's your password?
Like, I don't know. Ask my dad.
Yeah. And then they're like, nope, that's not it.
I think that's the big thing that we have to solve is, like, passwords in the year 2024. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
And that's how they also get you, like, you know, where, like, I feel like boomers fall for this all the time. They're like, fun quiz about your life. What was your first pet's name? Like,
what street did you grow up on?
I live on this.
Yeah. What's your mother's maiden name?
They're doing this fun trend, and it's like, you just released all your security verification information.
Yes. Who was your best friend's childhood name?
Yes.
What's your mother's maiden name?
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, that's like, and they're posting it on Facebook. Love this quiz.
I actually just, I had a call with Vanguard today. And
all right, investing queen.
And he was doing like all of the questions that they ask. And like one that he asked me, I was like, literally anyone could know that.
What was it?
Oh. Like, you have to tell me after. So, like, in the moment, I was like, what a dumb,
like, in terms of like,
it was Googleable.
Like, Googleable, or like anyone could just know, even if you weren't like online.
You could like look it up if you did a little bit of research. Mm. Like, if you were specifically trying to target me, you could figure it out.
Yeah.
Is it Googleable or Googleable?
Googleable.
Oh, I say Googleable.
Googleable.
That's just easier to say.
Because like we're adding a little.
Googleable. I like Googleable better.
Googleable.
Yeah.
How interested are you guys in the Vision Pro from Apple?
Not at all. Like I think it
Aaron does like an OnlyFans like session of her like.
Like I think it's cool, but I'm like okay.
Aaron, Aaron, you gotta get it like.
Just on Excel.
Yeah.
On Excel. I think it's like not gonna catch on. Like everyone's afraid.
Are they expensive?
$3,500 plus tax.
Holy shit!
It's like, it's too expensive.
The AirPod Max Pros, whatever, like, so many people have them, but, like, a lot of people still don't, because they're so fucking expensive.
I know.
It's like, you really think people are going to go out and buy this $3,500 thing that makes you look a huge loser?
I did see, like, the picture of someone on, like, the subway, and I was like, that's kind of cool. Like, if you're, like, a commuter, and you still want to get some work done, and you can just, like, be on your fucking goggles.
Or watch a movie in IMAX.
Is it attached to your phone?
No, like, it's but it's connected. It can connect to your phone.
So how does it work on the subway?
It's too much.
It's battery powered.
Oh, you don't need service?
Well, depends on the line you're on.
That's true.
I wonder, does it have a Wi-Fi? Is it only Wi-Fi connection, or does it have its
Bluetooth?
Own, like,
or a mobile hotspot?
Well, can it, like, pull the data from your phone?
Yeah, definitely. It's your iCloud.
No, I'm saying, like, can it use the internet from my phone?
Definitely.
Like a hotspot.
Yeah.
Are you going to get some?
No way.
Yeah. No way.
Maybe
if the next model is, like, even better, but no, I'll never buy the entry model.
I don't know. I think it would be cool for, like, a month, and then I'd be like,
that's what's probably going to, everyone's going to wear it now, and in 3 months, everyone's just going to have it on a shelf collecting dust.
Yeah.
Because it's just not that, it's not that good. Like, I have the Oculus one. I take it out once a year. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm going to use this tomorrow. And then you just don't.
TJ, he was like, look at this, it's so cool. And I was like, I don't care. And then we were, like, watching a commercial, and the guy was wearing them, laid down on his couch, and then it was, like, a movie up on the ceiling. He's like, isn't that sick? And I'm like, just turn 90 degrees and look at the fucking TV.
In that commercial, you see his wife is on the kitchen counter just, like, fucking miserable. I don't know how they missed this in the commercial, but he's like and he's, like, so smiling, and in the background, she's just like... and it's just, like, unbelievable.
I was,
and
like, then this is making it look dumb.
I know.
Like, you're in your living room, and you're just looking at the TV.
And his wife is not wearing one, and she's just, like, neglected. And I'm like, what?
Can you sync up? Like, if I have a Vision Pro on, and she has a Vision Pro on,
can we see together?
Like, share screen, and, like, I can be like, who are you texting on that? Hey, yo, give me that. Like, pull that screen over.
Just do this.
Go, this is what I think. Take that. You're just like...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It seems like silly.
No, I think you had enough of that.
I think the airplane is the only good use case. And they have an ad, which is really good. They start, like, an overhead shot. Someone's watching something on their phone. Then they pull back a seat. Someone's watching it on their laptop. And then they pull back a seat. And this guy's wearing the Vision Pro. And then it becomes an IMAX theater.
And
they are sitting in business class.
Well, yeah.
But I'm already self-conscious enough when I have to, like, have my inflatable pillow, like, and put that up.
Yeah, just like that.
You have them both.
She's like, do you want any snacks? You're like, you just look like such a freak with your, oh yeah, I'll take a ginger ale.
Wait, so when you have them on, do you see what's in front of you also?
You can. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can, like, blend in the real world. And
like
also
the real world.
Yeah, kind of. But it's,
no, it's just funny.
It's not actually see-through. It's the cameras that are then reprojecting the real world back onto your eyes.
So they're $3,500 pre-tax.
Correct.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can you drive with them on?
There's videos of people in the Cybertruck. They're just like, look at how cool I am.
Wait, I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was like some guy, he put a carrot when you, like, lift up the Cybertruck.
Oh,
the
yeah, front it'll of cut it off.
It'll cut. It doesn't have, like, the technology
detection.
To detect when, like, shit is going in of the area. Like,
yeah, when a trunk
closes. He lifted up the trunk.
Oh.
And then
if
when you
put your finger in an area, it could, like, cut
off. It sliced the carrot in, like, half.
Because it's, like, just pure carbon steel, whatever it is. It's, like, so dense
and
hard.
So dangerous.
Yeah.
I kind of want to. I want to, like, see what they're like.
Oh,
though.
I would like to drive.
I'm just
in
curious.
One.
I've not seen one with my own eyes.
Me neither.
I only saw the original when they broke the glass, but it was so far away.
Who has them?
I don't know.
Any celebs?
Maybe some of our listeners.
Yeah, let us know if you have
Do you think any of our listeners own a Cybertruck?
I know.
Like, text a picture of you guys listening to our podcast in the Cybertruck. And if you have a VR headset, take a screenshot of that. I would love to see it.
Wait, what's the interior? Is it a screen like ours?
It's like a Tesla, yeah. But
or is it embedded?
No, I think it's more just, like, angular, and the software is a little different. I did enter a raffle on the Tesla app to win one, so.
Wait, I thought you ordered one.
Yeah, I thought you were part of the pre-order buy, Mike.
For a Cybertruck?
Oh.
Sam pre-ordered one.
Oh, okay, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Where's the Roadster?
Did he get it?
No. I think he was thinking to, like, give it to someone else because he's not going to.
So selfless.
Yeah.
Giving the car to someone else?
Yeah, like, Sam French was, I'll take the reservation, but then I think he saw it in person. He was like,
how much
really
is it?
It's like the cheapest one's like 50,000 or 60,000.
That's not bad.
It's not that crazy for, like,
that.
No, that's like
car.
Literally a forerunner.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you, like, can you imagine if I just, like, pulled up to this in the Cybertruck?
Right, so
you pull
funny.
Up on a first date in a Cybertruck.
Like, are they massive?
No, they're not. They're not that big.
Okay, because in my mind, they're huge.
One.
The Rivian is the.
We
gotta
put out, like, an ad that's like, can we come?
I need
look
to
at
see.
No, there are. They're already out available on, like, Turo and stuff. Like, people who have them are renting them out.
We should rent one and drive it here.
Oh, I'm surprised God. I haven't seen one yet in LA.
I just feel like...
It's a little cringe, I think, to own one.
But it'd be so fun to, like...
The Hummer is sick. I don't know if you guys seen the electric Hummer.
Oh, yeah.
Hummer?
Yeah, they made an electric Hummer that's, like, a basically a studio apartment on wheels. It's can it, so
can
big.
Can it, like... Yeah, the crab walk. Crawl? Like, yeah, crab walk.
Yeah.
I
feel like they already did enough damage to the environment.
Well, now they're electric.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, they got to recoup it.
Too late now.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Those H2s were crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you ever know anyone who had one?
Yeah. A kid in our town that had did you ever have silent auctions like at school? Like, for like the PTA would do a silent auction. You could get this gift basket for like movie nights and okay. people would bid. There was one at the silent auction that was take a ride in the Hummer and you get to a trip to Sonic the Hummer.
Oh, did you win?
No, but luckily we were like family friends with them. Nice. So we got to like ride in it sometimes. Anyway. Yeah, and they had TVs in the back. They had a backup camera. I remember first time seeing that, I was like,
my friend's parents had one, and I was like, we live in a town that's like 5 minutes anywhere you go, like why are we driving a Hummer?
I feel like if I win the Cybertruck, I think I have to keep it because I feel like I wouldn't be able to sell it, and I don't want two cars, so I just sell my current
you're
car
stuck with it.
I feel like you could sell it.
There was originally a thing that the Tesla put in their agreement that if you are a Cybertruck holder and you resell it within a year, you have to pay them a $50,000 fine.
What?
How did they do that?
They removed it because they got so much backlash, and like legally they can't tell you what to do with your own property.
That's like crazy.
But because they didn't want the price to get crazy inflated and they didn't want people flipping them, and they tried to like say, no, if you have a reservation, you have to keep it. But yeah.
It's like Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
What else we got? Carly.
Well, these are just like some... I'm just going to read more networks. I think they're interesting. My Favorite Murder, which is like a huge podcast, estimated net worth $40 million.
What?
Yeah.
Those gals, $40 million?
Yeah. And it's a bi-weekly podcast, so they're just raking it in.
Oh, man.
Do they just cover like murders?
Yeah.
Every season?
So it says both hosts select murders, true crime stories, survivor stories, or historical events to summarize and discuss in every episode.
They have a big cult following. Like, people love them, but I'm not interested. Like, in the murder podcast, get to the murder. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Oh, well, we just redid our new kitchen
They got to fill it up. They got to get more space.
See, this is not hating the chatting.
are there any like pop culture ones?
The Office Ladies.
Really successful.
Worth? Estimated net worth $28 million.
There's weird. Numbers have to be inflated.
What is it worth or how much they've made off of it?
I think it's net worth, like how much they've. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So not the
like
gross,
they could sell the pod for $30 million.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
And really good.
I tried to find a list of like most popular like influencer podcasts, but there was like no list anywhere.
Good influences.
And then Serial, estimated net worth $6 million.
Oh,
whoa. Yeah, that was early.
New seasons? Are they just as good? I think
it was just the first two.
But I've been waiting for like... I feel like there has not been like a, have you listened to this podcast, this story? Everyone's talking about it. I haven't had a moment like that in years.
I think the medium of like the thing of the time changes. Right now, I feel like it's TV series. Like that's like HBO Sunday night shows, like Succession, everyone watches that. Or White Lotus, like the miniseries is the thing that people are most obsessed with.
And I feel like the pipeline of getting it as a Netflix documentary now is so much faster if it's a really good story than it like building up over a podcast.
Yeah.
I also just think there are so many podcasts.
Yeah.
So like people are listening to so many different ones and not really like pinpointed on one specific thing.
Yeah. It's easier to find some, like the more there are, the more related you can be to a podcast. Like you can find a specific.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's, like, Jewish podcasts that are probably...
Oh, yeah.
They have a small audience, but that's, like, the exact podcast someone wants to listen to.
Yarmulkes?
Yarmulkes. The Ben Shapiro Show. Estimated net worth, $50 to $65 million.
Dude, he's really good at business. Their whole Daily Wire thing that he has, like, it's a full-blown empire. It's insane.
I gotta listen. What does he talk about?
All of America's problems are because husbands and wives don't get married and have kids
who's
together.
Who's listening to that?
A fuckload of people.
Ben Shapiro?
I'm kidding. Because you're talking about like women.
He's just like your conservative, like not super MAGA pro-Trump guy. He's a little more classical conservative, but he's just like the government's not responsible for you.
Do you think it's like younger, like millennials?
I think so. Yeah.
like older millennials, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be, and I think like young dudes, like, you know, Andrew Tate type of dudes who think that the world is against them. Yeah, beta cucks.
Call her daddy. Estimated net worth $30 million. I feel like we kind of need that.
Dang.
2024, guys. This is our year.
I feel like I didn't know that.
Armchair expert with Dax Shepard. Want to take a guess, anyone?
25.
35.
40 million.
Wow. Damn, Monica must be making some cash.
Monica Padman.
These numbers have to, this sounds inflated.
It's got
to
be like, I thought that Call Her Daddy, they had like a 6 million Spotify deal.
It was 60 million.
Oh.
God, Spotify. But not giving a fuck about music.
Didn't also Smartless get a 60 huge
million?
Big
100 million, deal. I think, 100 with Smartless. Mil.
Well, yeah, so did we.
We'll get there, guys.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. Anyone want to guess?
He also got a serious one.
I should listen to that.
70 million.
50.
Maren?
I love.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. Estimated net worth.
I have no idea. I didn't even really know he had one.
It says 150 million.
Oh, my gosh.
I think these numbers are... There's no way. There's not even this much money.
Well, it said Alex Cooper's was only 30 million. Mm-hmm. But
if she got a Spotify deal...
She got 60,000, but then she had to pay 60 taxes.
60 million.
I mean, 60 million, but then she had to pay taxes.
So it's like half.
Yeah, it's like half. I can go back and like read it because it probably goes more into detail.
No. That is like,
H3 podcast.
Oh, that's on there?
Yeah, estimated net worth, $14.5 million.
Wow.
I think this also probably includes like Patreon, live shows, merch. Like it has to, it's not just their ad reads because there's just not enough money in the whole industry for that much.
Yeah, but like that's still crazy.
No, yeah, it's amazing. The podcast game is real.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we on the list?
We're there.
We have a special thing going on.
We are a top 1%.
I really do.
Yeah, we are. We're top 1%.
We are the 1%.
And then we can
good influences. $40.
Impulsive.
Ooh. Wow.
Logan Paul. So that's about $1.9 million.
Oh, interesting. I thought it would be more.
Honestly, me too.
That sounds more accurate though.
$1.5 billion.
Do they put out episodes weekly?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I don't really.
You want to Smartless is on here. Estimated net worth $80 million.
That's the pre deal.
And then I feel like that's
take your shoes off with Rick Glassman.
Views he just is on got, here.
Dude, he, views?
Views.
What do they say for views?
Net worth $15 million.
Yeah.
Maybe that was like over the time.
Yeah, that's maybe. No comment.
NPR.
Rick Glassman, I think in the last month got like 56,000 new subscribers. He is popping off right now. I know.
Should we have him on?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
No, but I could DM him. I feel like I chatted with him on Vine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
so nervous.
You saw Joe had Kyle Gordon on?
Yeah, I did. Joe's had like so many people on
Joe
lately.
Joe literally sent me a picture of him and I was like, who is this?
That's the guy that opened for the Jonas Brothers.
And did Emo Night.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, TJ, do you know this guy? And he was like, yeah, that's literally the guy who's coming to Emo Night tonight.
Oh, my God.
If you want to surprise us with Rick Glassman, wouldn't complain.
Okay. Oh, my.
It's like Smartless.
That'd be really cool.
Okay.
We have to be prepared, though.
All right. Well,
Sirius will do it for us.
That's it, folks, for us this week.
Listen to our podcast.
Yeah. And get us up on that charts. Leave us some good reviews.
Yeah, good
Max
reviews.
Out those stars. Write us a great paragraph.
Or we're never going to make it to our 21st episode.
Never. Yeah. What episode is this?
80,
85?
80 something?
Wow. 86, yeah.
I mean, we're dedicated.
We're going to, we got to do something special for our 100th. Will that be this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's February.
I can't do math. It's late. Okay. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
All right, bye, guys.